Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, speaking of young QBs, we're here in D.C. What have you seen so far from Haskins? I'd imagine what you just said about the Bears might go double or triple for a team that's really struggling and doesn't have a whole lot of weapons around Haskins. How should we be evaluating him at this point?
I don't want to get too generic, but I mean, it's kind of an incomplete. They have one elite receiver in Terry McLaurin. He's a rookie. I don't think they feed him enough. I think there's a lot of different ways to get him the ball. I mean, he's got instant gas when he gets the ball in his hands. You know, the offense line has been a mess. The whole coaching thing has been a mess. So, I mean, it's kind of unfair. I mean, they didn't want to play him this year. There's questions about who really wanted him within the organization. But he's clearly got a good arm, and I think he's got a good head for the game. But they're playing from behind almost every single week. And, you know, I mean, it's just tough right now. It's tough to really evaluate a guy like that. Is he improving? Is he just trying to get by with what he knows? And, look, if you just played 1 year of college football, it's just not a lot to go on. He played in a couple of big games in his whole life. And every Sunday now is a big game against, you know, a superior opponent. So it's just really hard to kind of evaluate what he can do right now. They're just throwing him in there, and it's not a good team around him at all.
Why draft him at 15 then? And I don't remember specifically what a lot of the guys at the network thought, but I mean, people really like this guy after 50 touchdowns at Ohio State. For him to be so raw that the coaches still are afraid to play him several weeks in, I understand it takes time. But generally, that's not what you do at 15. That's not the kind of guy you're getting in the middle of the first round.
Well, you know, sometimes you're drafting potential, a guy that has the tools that you're looking for, a head for the game, you know, a strong arm, pocket presence. I mean, sometimes you're drafting that. But, you know, let's face it, Ohio State, with the talent that they have, he's involved in really three or four games that are really, really competitive games last year, you know, on the season. Now, every single receiver he had, whether it was McLaurin or, you know, Paris Campbell, I mean, they all run 4.3. They're all just unbelievably fast behind a really great offensive line. So, you know, it's not like he had to be, you know, that he had to be Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes back there to make that happen. Yeah, the numbers are great. But, you know, a lot of these things are bubble screens, and Paris Campbell using speed and, you know, simple concepts that they're giving him, you know, at Ohio State, and he was good at that. But it is a much more complex game, and learning how to prepare for it and study for it and all that is a big part of it.
Brian Baldinger on Grant and Danny. We're going to be asking our callers this later in the show. I want to get your thoughts. If you were running the coaching search for the Redskins, who would you make kind of your dream hire at the top of your list? What's the first call you would make? Or maybe it's not a name you have, but a type of coach you'd go after. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put anybody above Matt Rhule and what he's done at Temple and at Baylor and what he did with the Giants under Tom Coughlin. I mean, Matt Rhule would be my number one choice. Now, he's interviewed in Indianapolis, and the Jets, I think, kind of messed it up last year with a former general manager. But, I mean, if you're not talking to Matt Rhule, you're not having a search.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.